Welcome to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace, a designated space in your life to receive encouragement, equipping, empowerment, and hopefully even entertainment. You guessed it, with that alliterative intro for ease, I'm a former pastor's wife and homeschool mom. But also, I've been a holistic wellness coach specializing in mysterious, hopeless situations by actively partnering with the Holy Spirit in my work since 2006. If you're looking for a unique approach to integrating wellness of spirit, soul, and body from a Christian perspective, you are in the right place. My southern accent shares my Arkansas roots, but these days my home is in Alaska. I'm tickled pink for you to join me today. Let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the very first ever episode of the Peace, Health, and Joy podcast with me, your host, Diana Wallace. And I am tickled pink to be with you and to be kicking off this podcast right now. I'm telling you, God knew the appointed time for this project. And I don't know about you, but I wanted to push and make this happen several months ago, but in my spirit, I knew, no, this is supposed to launch in February. And I was like, well, but I want it to start sooner. Today's the perfect day. And I'm honored and thankful to get to spend time with you, wherever you are. I happen to be in Alaska. Like, it's winter. It is so cold outside, and I love it. I have wanted to live up here since my very first trip in November of 2010. It took me a few minutes to get to the right time and the right place, but I just trust that's God's timing and I'm in the right place now. And so are you. So tonight, today, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, I want to take just a few minutes and talk to you about why are we calling it the Peace, Health, and Joy podcast. Well, back in 2019, I published my first book called Healthy Body, 12 Principles for Peace, Health, and Crazy Joy. The book looks like this if you're watching video. If you are listening to audio, the link is in the show notes below. So 12 principles for peace, health, and crazy joy. Who am I to write a book about that? Well, I'm a daughter of the King, the very one who taught me these principles, who sewed them into my life. And since I learned them, began learning many of them, some in like the early 2000s, some around November of 2010, right here in Alaska, and many ever since then. But since I learned these principles, I have started sharing them with other women, with men, with church leaders, with people in my church family. And I have seen others experience literally peace, health, and even crazy joy. Now, I come at this from a unique perspective. For over 17 years, I practiced as a traditional naturopath in Arkansas, in Missouri, in Indiana, practiced as a traditional naturopath. I'm not a medical doctor. In fact, everything you learn or hear on this podcast, this is just for education and even entertainment, I hope. But it is not medical advice. Okay, so anything you hear is purposed to encourage you, to equip you, sometimes to point you in a different direction to go learn more for yourself. But I had practiced as a naturopathic doctor for about 4 years when I was first introduced to the principles of healing through prayer. Now, you may be thinking, what? You didn't know about healing through prayer? Well, okay. So at that point, I had been a pastor's wife for 11 years. And I sure did know about prayer lists and a lot of sick people in the church and just a lot of people who needed healing. And I knew about praying and we saw God touch people and that was exciting. But when I started learning about a different way to pray, it was a more intentional way to appropriate the healing work that is already done. Jesus already did the work. Just appropriating that into our lives for healing. Then I started seeing, well, I myself experienced incredible healing. Up to that point, I had been a classic type A, hard charging, bossy. I'm the oldest of four girls, so I'm going to be bossy by nature. But really, like, also a control freak, a perfectionist, and I had a growing list of food sensitivities. But I had no idea that all that business was related to wounds in my soul. I had no idea. Even after I had gone back to school to become a naturopath and I started working with my clients, I did not put together the fact that I had unaddressed wounds in my soul with being a control freak. I just thought that's how I was. I thought I was just always going to be that way. I did not realize that it was out of unaddressed wounds, unhealed wounds in my soul, that I needed to have everything perfect. And I don't know if you've discovered this yet or not. There's no such thing as perfect. Well, except one time. There was this one guy, and he was perfect. That's Jesus, okay? Jesus perfect. Rest of us are not perfect. We are not ever going to be perfect this side of heaven. Like, it's just not ever going to happen. But I spent the first 42 years of my life sure trying hard for perfect. And I was proud about being as close to perfect as I could be. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that now. But in that season and for like many years, I was striving. I was high achieving. Oh my gosh, every job, you know, I accelerated or I was promoted or, you know, good things happened when I used to work for other people outside the home. But just like favor, the favor of God has been on my life. I was high achieving. I would set a goal and I would blow past it. And my soul was tired. My soul was weary. My soul, what's your soul? Okay, let's be clear. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. My soul was wounded. Wounded from things that happened in my childhood. Wounded from things I did to myself over the years. Just wounded. Why? Because I'm a person. And so are you. We all have wounds in our souls. That's actually true. It just happens. Everybody has something going on. Okay. And if we weren't sure about that before a global pandemic in 2020, after that began a chain of events, we can know for sure now the field has been leveled. If you didn't have trauma before, and you did, everybody has experienced trauma as a result of navigating a global pandemic. We had soul wounds before that. If we have not gone after them, if we have not reached in and taken the Holy Spirit in with us and gone and looked around for what hurts and what do I need to do to address that hurt in my life, it's still there. And even worse, it's causing problems. It is causing problems in your life that you have no idea about. And that is where I was when I started learning these principles. So in the book, I'm telling you, this is like a baby to me, like a child to me. I have one biological child and then I have my book. It's just like, okay, I kind of like I have two kids. But one of the things that makes the content in this book a little bit different is that I come from a natural health perspective. Natural health. So how in the world did I get into natural health? Okay. So let me kind of just think. give you just a little tiny bit of backstory. I'll be dripping my backstory into the first few episodes here, but I really want to be sure that I leave you today with encouragement, with something that you can take away from this very episode that you can apply in your life. I don't teach for knowledge. I teach for transformation. And so a lot of times I'm going to do that through stories. I love to share stories. I have had a very rich and wonderful life, and I have experienced a lot of hard things, especially in the last 6 years. So I got into natural health. Oh, I was introduced to natural health. Honestly, let me share this story. Probably when I was in high school, there was this woman that lived next door to us, and my little sisters called her Nana, but she wasn't actually related to us. And Nana would come over after school and hang out with my sisters until our mom could get home when I was in high school. One day, Nana came into our house, and she had this little black box. And she put it on top of the television and she said, you need to have this box on your TV so your TV doesn't hurt you. And it was like, okay, well, that's weird. And we just thought, well, that was just kind of weird. That was just something that she was into, whatever. Another day, I had no idea what that little box was, but she said something about, you know, TVs emit something. And we just all thought that was weird. Another example, though, is one day my mom wasn't feeling well, and someone told Nana that our mom was under the weather, and Nana came into our home. She did not knock. She walked right over to my mom, and she started rubbing, like, her hands and her feet, and we were all watching because in our home, we weren't big touchers, and so it was kind of weird for somebody just walk in the house and grab a hold of our mom and start rubbing her feet and rubbing her hands, and we were like, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm balancing her energies. Okay, I thought that was weird. That was just weird to me. It was weird to all of us. So maybe that was my first introduction to natural health. So that one wasn't so great. But when I was in my early 30s, I had an actual introduction to natural health. And this is kind of how it went down, literally. When I was in my early 30s, one day after I had left corporate America, I had been a human resources manager and really had some wonderful opportunities in corporate, but I had become a mom and I wanted to stay home with our daughter. And so she was about 2 years old. And one day I had gotten up with her, got her breakfast, all this stuff. And I was just walking down the hallway of our house when I collapsed onto the floor. Now, this had never happened before. So I was surprised and freaked out. And what was even scarier was I couldn't feel my arms or my legs. I could still think. I could still talk. I could breathe, but I couldn't move my arms and legs at all. I couldn't move any part of me. Like, I just could not move. And so thankfully my husband was home and I was like, oh my gosh. And I hollered out and he came. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I can't move. I was just laying on the floor. And he was like, oh my gosh, okay. And so we did what you do. He scooped me up, I guess. We went to the doctor, and my doctor would always get this horrifying, scary face on her, you know, scary expression on her face. It's just like, oh, I mean, I had to be in a wheelchair to get to the doctor. Okay. So this was like a thing. It wasn't like it happened for a few minutes. No, it ended up that it happened for 6 hours. And after 6 hours, believe it or not, I could move my arms and legs again. And that was so great. However, the doctor didn't really know what was going on. So she ordered some tests. And the next day, I was walking across my kitchen floor, taking a bowl of cereal to my daughter. And it happened again, mid-morning. My arms and legs just stopped working and I hit the floor. And I was laying there and I could not move. Thankfully, again, my husband was home. We did not know what was going on. And honestly, it was very scary. And it should have been scary. Like, that is not normal. Okay. So we were waiting for my doctor to do some different tests. And over the next few days, every morning, mid-morning, I would collapse onto the floor. Could not feel my arms and legs. could not move my arms and legs, and I would literally not be able to move for 6 hours. But then after that, I would be able to get up. It was weird. I was kind of okay, but completely freaked out. So we started going through medical testing and more medical testing and got referred to another doctor. And this just went on, and it went on for several months. I will spare you a lot of details, but at the end of that experience, of that medical experience, how it ended was I was sitting with a specialist who reviewed all the work, all the different tests and things like that that had been run on me. And he literally looked me in the eyes. He patted me on the back of the hand and he said, "Diana, all of your tests are within normal limits. There is nothing wrong with you. It must be in your head. You are just going to have to go home and figure out how to live like this." How would you feel if a doctor said that to you? A doctor that you held in high esteem. At that season in my life, I thought doctors kind of knew everything. I thought doctors were kind of like next to God, honestly. I did not feel heard. I did not feel validated. I did not feel like he knew who he was talking to. And I did not feel any kind of hope at all. I thought, this cannot even be the rest of my life. I am in my early 30s. I'm thinking I've got another 60, 70 years ahead of me. And I cannot believe this is my life. Every day collapsing for 6 hours. And it wasn't like scheduled. It was just a certain, you know, usually it's about mid-morning until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but every day. So we went home. I felt so sad. We were both very sad. My husband and I were very sad and very discouraged. And literally, this is what happened next. Through a series of events, like I'm telling you, there's no way. When God's going to move in your life, there is nothing you can do. There is nothing you can do to bring that on necessarily. And there is nothing you can do to stop it. Like, you can do your things and kind of, we can think we're interfering with God's plans, but I'm telling you, when he has purposed something for you, he's going to make it happen. He's going to come through your circumstances. He's going to come through your stubbornness. He's going to come through your best plans. He's going to come through your biggest failures. He's going to come through when he's purposed to do so. So literally the next day after I had seen the last doctor who would see me, I got a phone call. Now, this was like in the early 2000s when it was like an actual phone and you actually answered your phone. And I answered the phone and a woman said to me, a woman I'd never met before, never heard of. She said, "Hey, do you have," okay, she probably didn't start off with "Hey," okay? She was like, "Hello." It was the early 2000s. We were very formal. "Hello, do you have any health concerns you would like to talk to a real live naturopathic doctor about?" And I was like, "What are you even saying to me? I don't even know what that is. Except I do have a health concern that no one else can figure out. So do you think he could help me?" And she's like, "Yes, let's schedule you on a complimentary consultation. We'll see what happens." And I was like, "Okay." So a couple days later, the man called me. Now, meanwhile, I'm still collapsing every single day. Okay. The man called. We were on the phone for about 10 minutes. When he knew what was going on in my body, 10 minutes. So their business had been going on for 3 or 4 months. Here we are, 10 minutes in. He's like, "All right, I know what's going on." And I thought, okay, honestly, I probably rolled my eyes. And I thought, he's not even a real doctor. What can he possibly do to help me? But I'm desperate. I'm out of other options. So I will be happy to hear what he can bring to the table. He said, "This is what's going on with you. If you will do this, this, and this, you will be fine in 2 weeks." Do you think for 2 seconds I believed that? No. But in the absence of other options, I was desperate enough to try it. And guess what happened? Day 10, I did not collapse for the first time in months. I thought, it is a fluke. I just finally ran through that season, whatever. But day 11, I didn't collapse, nor the next day, nor the next day. I have never collapsed like that ever again in my whole entire life. And I thought, what in the world? That man did not even charge me money for a phone call. He listened to me thoughtfully. He asked questions that were intentional, thoughtful questions. And then he shared what he had been trained to share. This is how your body should work. Your body's not working that way right now. Do this and let's see what happens. And I got my life back. And I thought, well, that is so cool. I want to be able to help people. I'd love to be able to help people like that. Okay. God had purposed something there. And guess what happened? I'd love to say, oh, yes. And then I immediately went to school and I learned all the things and I just, you know, went right into action. I love to tell you that's how it went down. And that is not how it went down. In fact, I heard a lie whispered between my ears and it said, you're not smart enough. You're not smart enough to help people that way. I mean, as a naturopathic doctor, you are not going to be a doctor. You are not smart enough. And y'all don't have enough money for you to go back to school. You know that y'all are church mice. And so I believed that lie. I believed both of those lies for several years. I'm not proud of that, but I'm just sharing that because there may be a lie that's whispered between your ears right now that is holding you back from something that you know that you know that you know God wants to do something in you, and you are disqualifying yourself at just a different rate than he is able to assure you that he has qualified you. If he's called you, he qualifies you. So eventually I stopped resisting the idea and I thought, well, what if I go back to school and what if I can't? I was an excellent student in junior high school and college. Like I had really good grade levels, grade points, whatever. But I just wasn't sure. So I went back to school to become a naturopathic doctor. It was a five-year program. It was the early 2000s. It was like distance education, but then we would go to regional events. Oh gosh, regional events several times a year for like in-person, you know, contact and practice and practicum and so forth. Okay. So that is what I started. And I had no idea how we were going to pay for it. We both knew we did not know how we were going to pay for that. But that's when Jehovah Jireh, God is our provider. That's when he strikes again. And so he made a way for me to go through a five-year program in an accelerated time frame. A five-year program. I had friends that had taken more than 5 years to go through this program. I was able to go through it and complete it in 16 months. It was crazy. I was studying. In fact, when my daughter thinks back on that season of my life, of her life, she's like, oh, remember when you were studying? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, that's all I did was study. I just studied all the time. And it was crazy, but it was wonderful. God accelerated the process for me. Then I started practicing and had practiced for about 4 years when I started learning about the connection between our soul and our physical body. Now, at that time, my husband and I were church planters. We have been church planters for 11 years. Oh my gosh. I love it. Like I married a visionary. And over the course of our marriage, he actually passed away in March of 2018. But over the course of our time together and over the time that we were in ministry together, we started three churches in Northwest Arkansas. Two of them were cowboy churches, and one was a contemporary Christian church. That was our first church start. And it was very rewarding, wonderful work. Absolutely loved it. I'm telling you, when God puts a pioneer spirit in you, you're going to pioneer. Pioneers are going to pioneer. And that is what Tim Wallace had. He imparted that to me. It remains with me. Now I live in South Central Alaska, and there is one particular mountain here, and it is called Pioneer Peak. And that mountain has called to my soul, to my spirit, since the first time I saw it. I'm like, there is a pioneer spirit here, and it just resonates with me. I dearly love it. So that's a little bit about me. That's kind of a lot about me. And I just want to let you know, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning. I've never done a podcast. I do a weekly live video in a group I have on Facebook called the Healthy Body Book Club. And if you are interested, you know, go check that out. Ask to join. I'd love to see you there. I've done that for, 4 years. I guess 4 years this month. And so I've done that, but I've never done a podcast like this before. I've been on other people's podcasts, but it's exciting to be with you and to start this next leg of my journey in serving and serving for the purpose of your experiencing more peace, more health from a really unusual holistic approach, okay? From a biblical perspective and a natural health perspective, those two don't usually get seen together, okay? But that's what's happening here. Peace, like shalom peace, health, holistic health, and those two lead to joy, deep, abiding joy that even when life throws you curveballs, and it does, that you will still feel a deep, abiding joy that will carry you through the stuff of life. And that's really what we're here to talk about. I think about probably about once a month, I will have a guest. I have some different guests lined up already. And we are just going to share some really practical strategies, some very specific practical things that you can take away with you. And one of the things we're going to talk about, in fact, in our next episode, we're going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness, because it turns out that it's a really big deal and it is a massive game changer. So thank you for joining me today for this little introductory episode. And if you would do me two favors before you move on to your next thing, if you would subscribe, if you want to hear like the rest of the story, if you would subscribe to this podcast, that would be great. I hear that if you will download like this first episode, that helps the algorithms or whatever get the word out to more people. But also if you will share this, if this has been encouraging to you, if you will share this episode with someone who could be encouraged by it, I would really appreciate that. And if you're watching this on YouTube, same song, second verse, you can subscribe, you can share, and leave me a review if you are ready to do that. You may want to listen to another episode or two, and that is okay. So thank you for being with me today, and I will look forward to seeing you very, very soon, like weekly, but probably sooner than that, getting started here. This has been Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. Thanks for spending some time with me today. If this episode was encouraging to you, will you please do a couple things? One, leave me a review so other people can find this podcast. And two, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until we meet again, I'm praying your week ahead is stuffed full with peace, health, and joy.